Good morning, race fans. Eddie the Hat here, and you're listening to This Week at Santa Anita on a very scary Friday, May 13th. And I want to take a minute to thank everybody for joining in and to quickly remind you that we are here twice weekly for you, every Wednesday with Backstretch Talk, which highlights our trip and trouble horses for the previous week. And then also to give you a preview of the upcoming racing on Fridays with This Week at Santa Anita. So thank you for tuning in. And again, today is Friday, May 13th, and racing does resume out at Santa Anita today with First Post at 1 o'clock, and Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock as well. Now, there are 8 races today, Friday, and then 9 on Saturday and 9 on Sunday. No feature races today on Friday. However, you will be enticed into perhaps betting the Pick 6, where there is a single ticket jackpot carryover of $244,931 in the kitty. So, not a bad reason to jump in and to take a swing at the Pick 6. Field sizes are a little bit down today. A little bit down on Saturday. They kind of go up a little bit on Sunday. So if there is going to be a carryover, or I mean if there is going to be somebody that hits the Pick 6, they're going to do a real good job doing it, because it looks like it's going to be a pretty formful day today and tomorrow. But I've been wrong before, just like I was wrong in the Derby with the 80-1 shot, as I like to call him, the striker horse. Unbelievable. Congratulations again to the Connections for pulling off that upset. And hey, congratulations to them too for saying, hey, you know what? We need a little bit more time off. This guy ran his guts out, and we're not going to run in the Preakness. That's a pretty commendable thing to do, because usually after you win the Derby, there's so much pressure to run in the Preakness and to run in the Belmont, because, well, you could have a Triple Crown horse. And so anyway, congratulations to the Connections for doing what's right by the horse and saying, now we're going to wait maybe for the Belmont. I was really, really pleased to read that yesterday. Okay, let's get back to local business here. And no feature races today. We do have a feature race on Saturday, the Santa Barbara. We'll get to that momentarily. And then there are no features on Sunday. So anyway, but there's plenty of good racing, so don't despair. All right, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are going into today. We have Juan Hernandez, who is now tied with Flavian Pratt. Of course, Flavian Pratt's riding back east, so he's no longer participating out here, but I'm sure we're going to see him again, just like we'll be seeing Umberto Rispoli from time to time. Juan Hernandez with 72 wins from 329 starters. That is a 22% win strike. Flavian Pratt with 72 wins from 245 mounts, 29%. Tyler Bays in third with 35 wins from 298 starters, 12%. Abel Cedillo, 34 winners from 270 starters, 13%. And John Velasquez with 32 winners from 150 starters, 21% win rate. All right, over at the trainers, we have Phil D'Amato pulling away with 40 wins from 204 starters. That is 20%. Doug O'Neill, 33 winners from 206 starters, 16%. John Sadler, 27 winners from 163 starters, 17%. Bob Baffert, who, of course, is on vacation via the stewards. 27 winners from 79 starters, 34%. And Richard Baltas leads, or wraps up the top five, 24 winners from 164 starters, 15%. And that's the jockey and trainer standings as they are currently going into today. All right, let's get to the feature race on Saturday. Well, first, let's kind of take a little bit of a look here at today's card. Folks, we got a couple of what I like to call interesting prospect horses. These are horses that are double digits on the morning line. They might get bet down a little bit. They might not. But nonetheless, they're still very intriguing to us. And if we get a little bit of fortune and luck today, our clients are going to have a wonderful day. And, well, so will we. One of them starts in the first race. We have a nice, interesting horse in the first. And they're scattered pretty much throughout the day. I think all total there's three of them if they hit the board, we're going to do well. So what I would suggest you do, without further ado, after, of course, you finish listening to our podcast here, is visit us at horseracing-selections.com and get signed on for all the ticket cashing that we're planning on doing this weekend. We've got daily rates. We have a nice weekend package and deep discounted multiple day packages. So I don't know what to tell you, but try us out at least once if you haven't. And I think you will definitely be a lifetime subscriber with us. Horseracing-selections.com. And, we just hope that that you join us. So, anyway, the first race is the horse that we're looking at that could be a nice, nice price horse. And we're going to get to our free play later in the day. But our free play also comes into the in the first race here. So we're going to give you half of it and then tell you in our horse racing report plus selections how to maximize this first race and really step away with some cash with some exactas. So horseracing-selections.com. And then later on in the day, we have another interesting horse in the fourth race. And of course, we've got all of our regular plays, our bankroll plays, and whatnot. But I just wanted to point that out to you, that there are a couple of intriguing horses that we like. And they're in the ballpark of 12, 15 to 1 on the morning line. So anyway, keep that in mind if you're planning on betting today. All right, let's get to tomorrow's feature race. Oh, first, let me remind everybody, too, if you haven't noticed yet, that there are two baby races on Saturday. That's kind of an odd situation. Normally, there aren't two in one day. We have them on the week during the weekdays. In the old days, when we had racing Thursday through Sunday, they usually had a baby race for the colts and geldings on one day, and then followed up with the filly and mare or filly races the next day. So, but anyway, there are two on Saturday. The first one comes in the second race, 4.5 furlongs for cowbred 2-year-olds. And, of course, you've got colts and fillies in that race. That's a pretty contentious race, as well as the fourth race on Saturday. And that is the same thing. You've got colts and fillies running here. Just a brief handicapping tip, guys. When you're looking at these horses, don't really pay much attention to the girls running against the boys, because at 2 years old, believe it or not, The Phillies are very precocious and they are very athletic. And in a lot of situations, a lot of instances, they're well ahead in development as far as their the Colts go. So anyway, don't really pay a lot of attention to that as you would maybe in a 3 or 4 year old maiden race where you see a filly running against the guys and you'll say, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't know that this was winning colors. It doesn't mean that much in the 2 year old races. So anyway, just heads up with that. All right, and then we're going to get to our feature race here, and that comes in the 5th in the Santa Barbara. And this is a mile-and-a-half race, a marathon, grade 3, $125,000 event. And from the rail out, we have Queen Goddess at 6-5 under Victor Espinoza, New Heat 12-1 under Tyler Pratt. Tyler Pratt. Tyler Bays, where did that come from? I know it's early, but good God. Queen of the Temple, who's an interesting horse, 6-1, Drayden Van Dyke. And this gal, daughter of Temple City, is coming off of a very impressive maiden race, improving numbers. 6-1 on the morning line. Interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Very interesting horse here. Neige Blanche, 9-5 under Juan Hernandez. Cover version, 20-1 with Ramon Vasquez. Carpe Venom, 7-2, Abel Cedillo. And that is the Santa Barbara. Now, the reason why I pointed out that Queen of the Temple was an interesting horse, because she's coming off of her maiden race. She's a 4-year-old filly. But she's facing a couple of real heavy hitters here. The first being Queen Goddess, 6-5, who has won graded events in the past. She won the American Oaks. Yeah, she won the American Oaks, a grade 1. So she's a 6-5 morning line favorite. And then you have the old hard-hitting Neige Blanche, who has also won graded stakes races. The Astra, grade 3, and then has, of course, hit the board in grade 1 events. So in order for Queen of the Temple to step up and really, really improve here a lot, that's what she's going to have to do to beat the likes of those. However, we've seen it before, and with improving horses and horses that are getting good, heads up, you might just want to use this gal in the exactas and not leave her out. And that, of course, is Queen of the Temple. And as far as Sunday's races go, we have no morning lines yet, guys. But I can tell you, after glancing at the card, that the program on Sunday looks competitive. So anyway, make sure that you partake, especially if there is a pick six carryover, a jackpot carryover on Sunday, and the field sizes are a little bit bigger and looks to be as competitive, if not a little bit more competitive, than Friday and Saturday's card. All right, let's get to our free play today on Friday. Reminder, first post is at 1 o'clock, and we're going to take Sundown Warren here, the rail horse for Ryan Hansen and Abel Cedillo. Abel Cedillo is returning to ride the son of Bernardini, who flashed improved speed in his last race. And he's drawn on the rail. He's got plenty of experience going a flat mile and good turf experience. Broke his maiden on the lawn, albeit it was versus the 45-50K claiming type. But this guy showed enough to us last time that he's going to fire big today. And that is Sundown Warren, 5-1 in today's first race. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget, guys, horseracing-selections.com is where you can get the winning selections. And we'll be back with you again on Wednesday with our Backstretch Talk, our Trip and Trouble Notes podcast for the previous week out at Santa Anita. Hey, there's only one thing left to do. Cash those tickets. Good luck at Santa Anita this weekend. This is Eddie the Hat, care of horseracing-selections.com, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Have a great weekend.